as I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of this Friday edition of Your Defending Fathers. As usual, joining us on Fridays, we like to lighten things up a little bit and have the author of the book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A to Z. Rick Randall's on the line with us. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy. How's it going today?
Well, we're still kind of processing and grieving over what happened on Wednesday out there in Utah, the 10th. Where were you? How did you hear about Charlie Kirk getting shot out there at Utah Valley University?
Well, I was with my good friend Brian, and we were sitting on the north end of Torch Lake, and I was getting ready to jump in the water for a swim. And then my brother-in-law, Paul, called. And he called and he said, you might not have heard about this. And then he told me, and it's just, you don't know what to say. It's devastating. Just absolutely devastating.
Well, one of the things that I think, and I dedicated my first hour yesterday to my process, what I went through when I heard after the show, roughly, 1-2 o'clock, whatever it was in the afternoon on Wednesday, my phone blew up. I started getting text messages, people sending me links. I turned on Fox News. But, words have consequences. And I said this in my hour yesterday. I said, this Trump derangement syndrome that the left has put out there, and I'm going to just say it. I call it like I see it, Rick. Okay. Democrats, progressive, socialist, communists that attack the president, attack the country, put forth this woke agenda, basically attacking Charlie for his views, the fact that he was a Christian. He talked about, he wants to be remembered. He was interviewed a few months ago, ironically, and the guy said to him, what do you want to be remembered for? And Charlie said, you mean when I die? And he goes, yeah. He said, what do you want to be remembered for? And he says, number one, I want to be remembered for my Christian faith and that I made the decision to ask Jesus to accept me as my Lord and Savior. And that's what I want to be remembered about. And now we're finding out that Tyler Robinson, hated Charlie for what he stood for and his words and everything. But words have consequences.
Yeah, shucks. He kind of hit me with a little stone right there. It's just, this is so tough. He did nothing wrong. He just opened up conversation, and you're absolutely right about words. That's why I wrote the book. It's the good words bag. I can't believe that people live with the words that they choose to live with, and this was just a perfect example, and then 911 follows it, and you go, there's another example, and I sure, that's just not what I'm about in any way. It's just, and he was a father, a husband, a devoted Christian. I mean, he was such a good man, and all he did was just have conversations. Yeah. I have a saying, it goes like this, is that the difference between arguing and discussing is maturation. It's basically, can't we just have intelligent conversation? And his was so Christian-based. And, so you think, how can you argue with that? I've listened to a few different things about him for quite some time now, but the one recently was just his knowledge of the Bible and the history of the Bible. And then it just goes on to what his belief and what his faith was. And then somehow that's acceptable to shoot him.
Well, here's the point that I took away from it. Yeah. His fall tour had been posted on Turning Point USA back in January. Vicky and I are members of Turning Point USA. We donate with, you know, auto-paid direct payments to $20 a month to his organization and support the kids and all the colleges and universities, high schools and everything. But the point was this, they posted his fall tour, and this was the first event of the year starting out there at Utah Valley University. And the thing of it is, that was so interesting, under the that little pop-up 10-foot, 10-by-10 little pop-up canopy tent that he had set up basically as a stage where he was under it to protect him from the sun, it said, "Prove me wrong." That was the actual slogan, tagline, that his fall tour was all about. Come.
Wow.
And what he would say when he got on the mic, I mean, first statement, "Hey, hey, hey, guys, thanks for coming, cheering, everybody's applauding." He says, "Hey, do me a favor. If any of you out there absolutely disagree with me, you're like, you're here only because you're a hater, only because you hate me, you hate everything about me, you hate what I say, would you please come to the front of the line? I'd like to have you be one of the first, second, third people speak and interact with. Please come to the front." And you would see these kids from the back, you know, like push people out of the way and work their way up to the microphone just so they could, you know, confront him. And the way he diffused them so quickly, he's like, "Hey, you know, what's your name? You know, hey, I'm Charlie." And the audience would laugh like nobody knew who Charlie was, right? Sure. And it was a way for him to kind of diffuse the animosity, the hatred or whatever. And he's like, "So what's on your mind? What would you like to ask me or talk about?" And then he would just so intently listen to people, and he would just so intently totally understand and look them in the eye. He wouldn't even ask girls to take their sunglasses off so he could look into their eyes as they spoke to him. Yeah. That, Rick, that communication, that word, those words are powerful, the way he did it. And that's basically the foundation of your book.
Well, you know, I with all that being said, exactly right. Gosh, I'm kind of stumped here. You derailed me just a little bit because I didn't see all this coming. But you're absolutely right. So here's what's interesting. Last week you talked about humility, and why would I write a book? And you think, okay, so humility was the Swiss cheese philosophy of humanity, and that we're all big pieces of Swiss cheese. You know, when we come together, we overlap and we cover up each other's holes and weak spots. And you know what's really incredible to me is that if we were all working together, if we were all talking and we were all working together, but when people would approach Charlie Kirk, the sad thing was it was all about confrontation. It was all about anti instead of discussing. You know, it was argumentative, and then they throw out different words, and Charlie fielded them really quite well along the way. But you know, we're all in this journey together. I'm only, you know, I wrote the book, and I'm learning from the book as much as, like, who wrote that really, you know? And I read the book, and I learn from the book along the way as well. And I think, okay, we're all in this journey together. And then I'm going to back up to the past, the positive, you know, call it a movement, it's just an idea. It's think positive and pass it on. And I came up with Pass the Positive a long time ago. And I wrote this thing about this. I'm going to read this to you because it makes so much sense right now. But Pass the Positive is about love, hope, and optimism, rolled up into a big old ball of passion about life and our existence. Pass the Positive about the opportunity to make a positive difference for our planet, the people that live here. Pass the Positive is about light and energy and the true joy of being alive. We wanted to make it this way for everybody. Pass the Positive about peace and harmony and the possibility that we can all live together and like it. The best part about PTP is that we're all in this together. You don't have to go it alone. All of us are in the same race, the human race. We need everybody in. And I really think that that's kind of what Charlie Kirk was all about. You know, he just was into kind of teaching people and enlightening people, and there's no harm whatsoever in what he was doing that I understood at all. But some of the comments because of him this happening are just atrocious. You know, when would we give up on life as being precious and every life matters? You know, the saddest thing in the world is when somebody goes to, we talked about reflective training last week. You go to the mirror and you go, I love you. And you, man, I, you know, you're one of my all time best friends, you know. And we, but for the saddest thing to me is when somebody can't do that. And you think, okay, I want to hug you. I want to convince you that, you know, you're one of 8 billion people. You're the only one of a kind.
Well, on that point, Rick, as I'm sitting here listening to what you're saying, it is exactly, I guess, the lack of us getting this information in the book out to our young people. Because here's what I see, what made him a political enemy. They did a poll, Fox News again, of 18 to 29-year-olds. This past week, they came out with the poll. They found out that these young men, ages 18 to 29, voted plus 44% for Donald Trump compared to the vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden back in 2020, those that were voting age, you know, sure, that were old enough. But it increased 44%. Because of Charlie Kirk, because of Turning Point USA. This kid was connecting with young people in a way that nobody has ever done in our lifetime. Honestly, I don't think ever will, because that guy was just brilliant. But he used his words. He used words to debate and to educate. And when they would come to the podium and they would say their words, he'd listen. He'd look them in the eye and say, okay, I heard you. Can I talk now? And they're like, yeah, go ahead. And then he would use his words. This is critical. And this is why I think the book, Road Trip, is so important for people to get, especially in the hands of our young people.
So, especially in the hands of our young people, without a doubt. So, it takes me to the word passion. So, I had a couple different words lined up today, but passion was one of them. Could you imagine being so passionate about something that you would give your life for it? I mean, give that some thought for a second, right? Something that you absolutely believe in, that you would sacrifice your own life for that. I mean, holy smokes, man.
Yeah, that's what Charlie did. That's exactly
without a doubt. And you look at some of the people. Martin Luther King was another one. Holy cow. You know, I was 10 years of age in 1968.
Real quick. We're wrapping up quick.
Yep, sorry. Okay, I'm looking at the clock. Okay, very good.
Well, anyways,
another one that was just holy cow. Yes, without a doubt.
Well, Rod's texting me and he says, "Randy, tell Rick, boy, do we definitely need a good word for today." And we're going to get exactly that. When we get back from the break, we're going to ask Rick Randall to give us a word, not only for today, but for this weekend. Greatly appreciate him staying through the break. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 231- 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor. Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this week, and we're going to ask Rick Randall, the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, to pick a word out of the book and to give it to us, Rick. Give us something to think about over the weekend, Monday morning, as it repeats on the show. Give us a word out of the book that you think is somewhat applicable to where we're at today.
Well, I think passion is probably the best word I come up with right now. You know, it's emotion, it's feeling, it's warmth, heartfelt, heartbeat, intensity. I mean, passionate about something, enthusiasm, gusto, juice, you know, light on, watt up. You know, you ever seen a 1,000-watt light bulb? It's bright, you know, so what do you got there, you know, and energy for your purpose. So then the next thing is what is your purpose? You know, everybody's here for a reason. You know, we talked about that last time, and same again this time, is that your life is important. Your life is meaningful. You're here for a reason. So you figure out, you know, that's, I think Mark Twain said, it's the two best days of your life is the first day when you were born and the second day is when you figure out why. But anyway, so passion is the energy and intensity for your purpose. Passion is the fire that burns inside of you. Flame on, passion up, up to on passion. And success is full of passion. But I love this poem. This is a good poem. So this poem is about passion. Passion is about your life and the meaning why. Passion is the reason that grown men cry. Passion gives meaning to all that you do. Passion for your purpose. Believe that your cause is true. Heartbeat is rocking. Pulse is real strong. Can you feel it? It's passion, the crescendo in the song. If you want your life to be more exciting, you have to get more excited about your life. Passion is heartfelt. It is mojo. It is enthusiasm. It is love. It is your soul on fire. It is magical for your life. I ran out of the perfect rhyme right there. That was kind of funny. I just kind of going off on the passion thing. And so I took a little literary privilege. That is how come. With that being said, I would like to continue to say, passion is the MC2 that energizes your day. Anyways, live your life with some passion. Enjoy your morning. Be grateful for what you have. And get up every day with gratitude because, you know, we all have just a timeline, and you never know when that timeline shows up. So yes. Passionate about your soul, your weekend, what you got going on. And, Randy, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Okay, Rick, greatly appreciate it. Good job. If you folks would like to get a link to being able to purchase Rick's book, text me RT for Road Trip. What I will do, my phone will automatically send you back the link on Amazon. It's also available at Barnes & Noble and other locations. But you will get a link right there along with a photograph. It's an actual picture. I did a screenshot and saved it in my phone of the cover so that you know you're getting the right book. Do me a favor. Buy this book. If you want to read it first yourself, that's fine. But then give it to a young person, because a young person needs this information. Every young person in your life. I don't care if it's a child, a grandchild, a great-grandchild. The book will definitely change your outlook on life every single day just because of words. Words that you read in this book will give you a different outlook. It'll improve your day. It'll give it a little hop in your step. But most importantly, we got to get it in young people's hands. I don't know what type of books Charlie Kirk read when he was growing up. I don't know if he was homeschooled, if he went to public school. I don't know anything about his education, but he chose not to go to college. He chose to start Turning Point USA when he was 18 years old. And he used his words. When he would go to these rallies on these university and college and high schools, he would ask the kids to debate him. Prove me wrong. He would listen to their words, and then he would give them his words. He talked about his faith. He talked about how excited he was 4 years ago when he married Erica and celebrated and put it all over his social media posts. Then, a year after their marriage, they had a baby girl. Last year, they had a baby boy in 2024. He was so excited and passionate about his life, and he wanted other young people to live their lives as he was living his, to experience life. And I got to tell you, it is exciting to be part of the celebration of life that is going to be at the state capitol in Lansing on Monday, this coming Monday, September 15th at 4 o'clock. We heard from Rob Cordes of the Trump Unity Bridge is going to be there. They're going to have speakers, but they want thousands of people to come to this thing. If you would like the flyer texted to your phone, text me CK. CK for Charlie Kirk. As soon as I get off the microphone on Monday at noon, I'm going to jump in my vehicle and get down there as fast as I can to help Rob Cordes with the sound system, make sure the mics are all working and the levels are good. And I hope, I pray, Lord God, that there's going to be thousands of people, because Jim told me, Jim Runstead, the chair of the party, that he's going to have drones up taking photographs of all the people that show up on Monday, this coming Monday, September 15th, 4 o'clock at the state capitol in Lansing. Hopefully you can take off from work and make it down there. I'm going to be there. I know other listeners have texted me. They're going to try to make it as well. So again, text me CK. And I'll send you the flyer. Text me RT, and I'll send you the information about Rick's book. Thank you guys so much for listening. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you in Lansing on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfer.